Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang, my colleague and co-host and friend. And we're very pleased to welcome at this moment where nuclear weapons are routinely discussed over lunch in Europe, Peter Husey, the president of Geostrategic Analysis, a fellow at the National Institute for Deterrence Studies. They're discussed over lunch in Europe, not at all in China, which is why we're headed there. Peter, a very good evening to you. China and nuclear weapons. We have a report most recently from the Federation of American Scientists with this stark sentence. Bold-faced. The total number of Chinese nuclear warheads is now estimated to include approximately 600 warheads. The vast majority of these are in storage, and a small number, perhaps 24, are deployed. Is that a good report? And what does it mean that they are stored their nuclear weapons? Are those the caves of the West? Good evening to you, Peter.
Good evening, John, and good evening, Gordon. The number of warheads the Chinese have is probably 600 strategic, meaning long range. But if you look at three or four analysts like Rick Fisher, who you know, and Chris Yaw and Mark Snyder, the Chinese have probably an equal amount of theater nuclear weapons, which they never talk about, and they're not transparent at all. So they don't tell us what they have. So we're guessing. On the other hand, this fictional idea that why would you build submarines if you're sending them to sea without a warhead? It doesn't make any sense because in a crisis, you'd have to bring them back, put warheads on them, which means they would be sitting ducks, and then send them to sea. Same thing with ICBM silos. Why would you build silos which are susceptible to being hit if you're not storing, putting the warheads on the missiles to begin with? So FAS assumes the old Chinese message, which is, oh, no, 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 we're for minimal deterrence. We're not aggressive. We're totally defensive, and we only will put the warheads on our missiles, whether submarines or silos. We'll only do that if there's a if the bad guys, the United States, does something that we don't like. So, again, I think it's a fairy tale, number one. Number two, the Chinese are going up to well over, according, again, to the same three people I mentioned recently, probably well over 1,500 to 2,000 warheads, or at least to that number, by either 2030 or 2035. They have dramatically improved their ability to produce nuclear weapons fuel, and they're getting help from the Russians with respect to that. So, again, the Federation, God love them, said, well, yeah, they're building more weapons, but they're not changing their policy. There's still no first use. There's still minimal deterrence. The warheads are separated from it. And all they want is the United States to come down to their level. And then they'll talk about arms control. The question is, what is their level? They never say. They don't publish numbers, as Gordon knows full well. So my view is 600 probably is the minimum. It certainly is not their maximum. And yes, they're changing their policy to basically use, as the Posture Commission in 1983 said, they're going to use nuclear weapons for coercive or blackmail purposes, just like Mr. Putin and Russia. So they've joined that group of folks that see nuclear weapons as an adjunct to aggression, not a matter of deterrence.
Gordon, you have a question for Peter.
Peter, if we go back to the, say, 1980s, I think China did store its warheads apart from its delivery platforms. But today, as you point out, that makes no sense at all. Why would the Federation of American Scientists, which is presumably composed of pretty smart people, make the same statement? Do they have knowledge? Are they talking to people in China? Or is this just guessing?
Well, it's either you take the Chinese word for it, which is what they're doing, and you don't have any reason to question it because there's no available evidence from the Chinese. But I did a chapter in a book that has not yet been published on Chinese arms control and Chinese nuclear strategy. And I did it about a year and about 14 months ago. The Chinese I had a friend dig through Chinese language information that I then had translated. The Chinese say this internally. Oh, no, no, we're defensive. We only have a minimal deterrent. But then you find every once in a while, they'll let the shield slip, so to speak. You know, it's like, pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. And then it's, oops, and there he is. And they have a very aggressive, as Admiral Richard said, every time when he was strat commander, he said, every time I looked at the intelligence, I had to double the number of nuclear weapons I thought China had. Isn't that interesting? He said, every 6 months, I'd go and look at the intelligence and say, holy cow, I have to now double my previous estimates. Now, he got roundly criticized by the Federation about that. But I think Admiral Richard, now that he's, of course, he's retired, he knows what he's talking about, Gordon, as head of strategic command. He doesn't mess around. And as he said, their buildup is breathtaking. And as you said, there makes no sense to take your warheads and store them, because what if I hit the storage sites? Then you're out of business. Okay?
Peter,
and the storage sites don't move. They're fixed.
Peter, I'm enjoying first chapters in dystopian thrillers. All right? So I'm going to ask a question based on it.
Okay.
There have been purges throughout the Chinese military suggested over these last weeks, and we know there was a purge of the rocket forces in 2023. It was widely reported. Who's in charge of the nukes? Who has the launch capability? In charge of the nukes, what does that mean, in charge of the nukes? Who are these people, and are they to be trusted? Does anybody trust them?
Well, my view is, in China, since Xi Jinping has taken all power unto himself, is that he has the power to launch nuclear weapons. And to be honest with you, Gordon may know more than I do. There is very little, almost nothing, about the Chinese command and control as to who can, because there's always been worrisome about Russia, is that somebody other than Mr. Putin at a lower level has the authority to use nuclear weapons. Now, again, they're not very clear about that either. In the United States, it's very clear. The only person who has the authorization codes is the president. And that's the only person that can make that kind of decision. My worry is that the Chinese are given their people a little bit of leeway. But again, John, I don't know, because the Chinese don't tell us. So again, it would be a guess as to, and I think the purging that went on was, some of these generals were not in line with Mr. Xi Jinping's objective of taking back Taiwan by force. And I think he cleaned them out just to make sure, on top of which he did that throughout the society.
There is also the suggestion, Peter, and Gordon and I have talked about it over many weeks, that these men were chosen by Xi to begin with, and their exit indicates that Xi is no longer in total authority. Gordon, these are in two interpretations. Which way do you sense right now? I mean, it changes week to week. Is it Xi in charge, purging unreliable lieutenants of the rocket forces? Or rocket forces are purged and somebody else is running the show?
I think somebody else is running the show. If we look at the purges that have occurred since 2023, and there have been basically two waves of them, some of them, I think Xi Jinping has purged people that he wanted to. But clearly there are cases where other people, his enemies, have purged Xi Jinping's appointees. And we see this from a number of objective factors, such as the appearance.
30 seconds, Gordon.
Such as the appearance in PLA propaganda organs of pieces that clearly criticize Xi Jinping. So he's not in control or complete control of the military.
Xi Jinping or the tiger? There's the choice. Peter Husey, geostrategic analysis, a fellow at the National Institute for Deterrence, Gordon Chang.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin. Grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
From a meeting at the office to a big first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every event. But clothes don't make the man. So why stuff your closet with things that only work for some situations? With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting. Their clothing is understated and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They craft each piece by combining timeless style and modern performance materials, so you can stay looking good and feeling comfortable from morning to evening. No wardrobe changes required. Browse everything from summer-ready tech linen shorts and anti-odor polos to tailored sweats and crews for a night in. They can outfit you for anything, no matter what's on your agenda for the day. Go to MacWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MAC25.